Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Sarah.
I'm Liz.
And this is the It's Fine, I'm Fine podcast. Hey, Liz.
Hey, Sarah. How's it going?
I almost just said happy birthday. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm excited about everyone to hear today's podcast episode. I think it'll be super helpful. We are always trying to showcase diverse guests from all different backgrounds, people who work in mental health, people who have extraordinary mental health stories. And today we are talking to Chandita Dayton, who is the founder of Lueli CBD. Sarah and I have never really touched the CBD space because we know so little about it. So we're excited to be able to bring you an expert and a founder who has created a company that I think is great for people who are unfamiliar with CBD because it's really marketed toward like the CBD virgin.
Yeah, I was exactly. Gonna say, yeah.
It's like, you know, they make water-soluble powders that you can just put in your beverage as opposed to like having to use tinctures or not being able to swallow pills or not liking pills. So I think it's just, it's wonderful to have her on the show, and we're so excited.
Definitely. And sorry, just lost one thing. I mean, we'll speak to her more about this, about how she came up with her brand name, but it actually is short for life well lived, which I love. I just, you know,
it's cute.
It really works with mental health space. So I'm definitely excited to talk to her more about how CBD helped her in her own mental health journey.
Definitely. So before we get into that, just another reminder about BetterHelp, our sponsor. BetterHelp is an online counseling service. It's not a helpline. You can sign up and find a counselor to work with you online. Because so many people have been signing up for BetterHelp, they have added counselors in all 50 states. BetterHelp has been a sponsor of this podcast for so long, way before COVID-19. And we've heard such amazing things about what they've been able to do for our listeners and what they've been able to do for people who had never even been to therapy before. So we're thrilled to be able to work with them. And you can go to betterhelp.com/itsfine.
That's
betterhelp.com/itsfine for 10% off your first month of service.
Thanks, Liz.
Of course. Should we do peek and pit?
Let's do it.
Okay. Do you want to start? I think I started last time.
Sure. My pit is that it's pretty simple. Things just don't always go as planned. You know, you try so hard for things to go well, for things to go smoothly. You can be doing your absolute best, but things might still not go the way that you want them to go. Mm-hmm. And that's just a tough pill to swallow sometimes. I won't go into details, but my peak is that, and you might have the same peak, but Liz and I went to the Hamptons this weekend with a couple friends. We got tested. Everyone got tested. It was super safe. And I am vaccinated. So I just want to drop that in there again. But of course, I know the implications of that. So everyone got tested. It was super safe. But we went to the Hamptons and it was really, really fun. We stayed at a great house. And honestly, the vibes were just immaculate.
They were really good.
And I've had a really wonderful time with Liz, with Chris, with some other friends, like just, hey, Dave, like we just had some great, great times. I think if there's any lesson to be learned from my pit, it's that although things might not go the way you always plan them to, you can still find beauty despite chaos, you know? So that's my peak and pit. How about you?
Amen. My pit was the little car accident we got into on the way to the Hamptons. We are all fine. Nobody was hurt, thank God. So it really could have been so much worse than it was. But Chris was driving and like this car just like zooted past us and swiped us and kept driving, which was also like, I've never felt such rage for like someone just being able to get away with it. Yeah. But we realized that, you know, karma is on our side. So hopefully we, you know, something nice happens to us. And I won't say I wish anything bad happens to that person, but like you can read between the lines.
I just hope that they didn't hurt anyone else.
Seriously, they were driving so recklessly, like on a major, like the Cross Bronx Expressway or whatever the heck.
It was crazy.
Crazy. But you know, Chris was a little angry about it and then he was fine. So I'm just happy that all of us were safe. Totally. And my peak was a little bit more specific. So as Sarah said, we went to the Hamptons and Sarah and I do a Shabbat ritual like every Friday night. And we knew that some of the people who were going to be at the house were Jewish, some weren't, but we weren't sure like if the Jewish people are observant at all or whatever. And I think sometimes like when you have rituals and traditions, like you become a little bit self-conscious when you're around other people, because I think there's a lot of like stigma associated with like having traditions in that way, or there's like, I don't know,
religion,
like religion. You're just a bunch of around a bunch of like mid 20-year-olds who like no fault of their own. Like a lot of people our age aren't doing everything, and neither are we. We just like love this ritual, and it ended up being just like so amazing, so fabulous, and people participated, and like it just felt really great to include people, Jews and non-Jews, in that tradition. Yeah, with that, we are so excited for you to hear this episode with Chandita and to learn a little bit more about Lueli.
Enjoy.
Just to give us some back, give you some background on us. This is the It's Fine, I'm Fine podcast. We are non-experts talking about mental health. We talk about our own experiences with anxiety, depression, but we also invite all types of different people on to either talk about their own mental health experiences, or we've had founders like you in the past. We've had clinicians. And when we have founders on the podcast, we really like to learn a little bit about why you ventured into the self-care wellness space. You know, what about your own journey got you there, as well as learning about how you as a founder now are able to take care of yourself while trying to, you know, serve the people who buy Lueli or serve your team and your customers. So with that being said, we would love to hear a little bit about you, your background, and how you started Lueli.
Okay, great. So, hey guys, this is Chandita. And let's see about me. So I was born in India, and, my family were first generation immigrants to the US, moved here when I was 3 years old. And, I feel like I had sort of a, like what you think of as kind of a typical Asian immigrant experience growing up, where I was sort of like being groomed to do pre-med and be a doctor or like something like that. And, you know, I sort of knew that that probably wasn't for me. I wanted to do something a little more, I felt creative. I wasn't sure if I had what it took to be a doctor at the time. But anyway, went to college, became a management consultant, and started like really making a change in my career after getting my MBA. I knew I wanted to work with a very simple proposition, like things that people use. I had been in like a world of ideas, and I wanted to really get into something very tangible. So first I worked in fashion. I worked at Louis Vuitton and then at Rent the Runway, which is a dress rental or clothing rental platform you guys might be familiar with. Eventually went on to start a company in cosmetics customization. So creating custom cosmetics for people of all skin tones, and sold that company, and then started Lueli in 2019. And Lueli is a business in the hemp cannabis space. So we do CBD drink mixes and candy formats like melts and gummies as well.
It sounds a lot like you had a pretty high stress, you know, career life before. I mean, you might have been enjoying it, but to me, it sounds like it could have been a field where there was a lot of pressure, a lot of, I don't know what the word is, like kind of type A people around you. And that's like sort of been our experience living in New York, working in those types of spaces. So I'm curious, like how you made the transition from, you know, working in consumer products in the fashion cosmetic sphere into deciding that wellness or CBD was something that you cared about or wanted to share with other people.
Well, I've been really passionate about, you know, sort of like exploring my own wellness path for over 10 years. It kind of started right around my 30th birthday. It felt like, you know, the milestone birthdays, you're kind of like taking stock. And I sort of realized my health wasn't where I wanted it to be. I had been suffering from polycystic ovarian syndrome and had always sort of had trouble with digestion and whatnot. And at that time, you know, started a path where I saw a functional medicine doctor, changed the way I was eating, and, you know, started exploring acupuncture and different traditional Chinese medicine, Ayurveda, different just modalities, and saw the incredible impact they were having on my health outcomes. So, you know, I had been, as I was, you know, thinking about having my first child, was able to use some of these modalities to help me, you know, get pregnant naturally that way. So I saw how powerful all that was. And then, you know, flash forward, you know, a couple of years and two children later, and you just don't have the time you once did to devote all this energy to your, to yourself and figuring out, you know, what works or getting treatments or whatnot. And so, what really excited me about CBD as I learned more about it was just the incredible benefit, full body benefit it can have on both your emotional and physical well-being. And it just seemed like, yeah, everyone was talking about CBD. There were a lot of brands coming into the space for sure, but it seemed like they were all doing the same things. And what I wanted to do was talk to people who had never tried CBD before, maybe didn't even know what it was. I call them CBD virgins. Mm-hmm. I was one myself. And really thinking through, like, what do you need to break through to someone who's new to the category?
Totally. So you mentioned that CBD and what you liked about it was that it really has an emotion, or did you say emotional?
Full body
effect. I know that mental health is like kind of a recent conversation, but was the impact that CBD can have on, like, the positive impacts that CBD can have on mental health, was that something that you were thinking about when you started this company? Or
I feel like growing up, honestly, it just like wasn't even a part of my consideration set. Like, I feel like I really tied what I thought my happiness was to certain outcomes. Mm-hmm. So whether that was like getting the grade or getting into XYZ college or getting an internship, or, you know, there was always that like next thing to pursue. Mm-hmm. And of course there's this like sense of relief when you achieve it, but it's not like your life is made, right? Then you're on to the next thing. And then I think at a certain time, like then that shifted to, you know, in your late 20s, you're kind of like, okay, I want to be in a relationship, or I want to like meet the person I'm going to be with. And you're devoting a lot of thought to and stress to like, will that happen? And on the timeline that I want. And
I'm laughing because this is currently me.
No, totally. It's so universal, you know? And then like, once that's sorted, you're going to be like, oh, I want to have kids. And how am I going to do that in my career? And, you know, mm-hmm. And what I eventually realized is, for myself personally, there was always like a portion of my brain devoted to stressing. And like what was in there was like a rotating, you know, sampler of whatever the concern of the moment was. But there was, you know, it wasn't going to resolve itself through like things in my life, like exogenously changing, like the change had to come inside. And I do think like one of the most powerful things I did in 2009 was take a transcendental like Vedic meditation course. Mm-hmm. And taking the course was really powerful because for me, it helped me bring the practice into my everyday. I find with like any wellness routine, I think compliance and like actually doing it consistently is probably like 90% of what it takes to make it successful, right? There's so many different ways you can take care of yourself, but for most people, they drop off with being consistent. And then if they're not seeing the effects, they're like, oh, see, it didn't work anyway. When really what you needed to be doing was like doing it regularly, right? Whatever it is. And so taking the course for me cemented me like doing the meditation regularly for a period of years. That was really powerful. I found it really like quieted a lot of those like repetitive thoughts, the voice in your head, you know, that's just worrying over this or that, or has the negative thoughts or keeping you up in the middle of the night. So in earlier days, I feel like meditation had really helped me. I do think like, especially with having children, I know a lot of moms I talk to, and this happened to myself, you kind of fall out of your routines, and the things you were doing for self-care are like the last thing on your priority list. Not that that's how it should be. Like, I would be the first to say that you need to like put on your own mask before you can help someone else. But like, practically speaking, you know, they kind of, you fall out of those routines. And so particularly like these last 12 months with the pandemic and parenting and whatnot, CBD has been an incredible, it's been like a gravity blanket for my mind a little bit, you know, just calming a lot of the worry. And in particular, like for me, I take CBD before bed often. And it really like, it deals with like the 3 a.m. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I pass out, but when you wake up in the middle of the night and your mind is like going to through your to-do list or every random thought, that's what CBT really helps me for. And good sleep to me is like a pillar of good mental health. Mm-hmm. For me personally. So that's been key. I also think, you know, for a lot of people, you know, people's, I think just use of substances in general, like alcohol has been up over the last year.
Yeah.
I know it was for me at the beginning of the pandemic, and a lot of folks who have been using Lowelli and my peers and for myself as well, I found that CBD is a really nice alternative and just like a non-alcoholic way to like relax and have that evening routine and kind of like ease into that more peaceful time of day, which is why I love the drink mix format, because it kind of creates more of an experience around it. And CBD is so experiential, you know, it's like soothing your entire nervous system and putting you in a chill mindset. So creating an experience around that is really nice.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I think that that's so interesting and I didn't think about it before. I've tried the like water soluble Lowelli and I really liked it. And I also liked that it was like something that I could sip on. I think it's so niche, but there's something to be said about like having a cup in your hand. And I think that that's, like you said, you know, I think that's such a big part of substance use, honestly, is like having idle hands or an idle mind, and you want to do something. And I think what's missing from the CBD market, or what had been missing, was that experience. Mm-hmm. And so I really do appreciate that it's like something fun and nice that you can do for yourself that isn't just like putting a tincture in your mouth, because A, I don't really know how to do that. It's a little bit intimidating. And B, it's like, it's nice to just like sip on something at the end of the mm-hmm. night, you know?
Yeah.
Totally. It's funny you mentioned tinctures, because, you know, we kind of joke that we think like 95% of people are taking tinctures incorrectly. You're supposed to hold it under your tongue for 30 seconds, which when it's hemp oil, that feels like 20 minutes. We're just saying no one's doing it correctly, and it's not the way that this product was meant to be consumed. Mm-hmm. And that's something we focus on a lot, is how to make something that's just effortlessly easy and doesn't take, you know, an instructional video to figure out.
That's really smart. I actually am really curious, because, and I'm sure you get this a lot, but I think when a lot of people hear CBD, they think marijuana, like they think weed, and they think, you know, I've heard people say like, I don't do CBD because I don't really do like drugs. And I think people get confused because they don't know the difference between CBD and THC. So, right? It's THC?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah, I don't know the difference.
So, I guess that my question is, how do you get that a lot? First of all, and second of all, like, how do you explain to people that there's a difference between those parts of the plant?
Yeah, I mean, I think that I feel like overall there's pretty high awareness that there's like something called CBD. I think there's a lot of confusion about exactly what it is. You know, like, is it plant-based or is it like chemical? Is it psychoactive? And are you going to feel some difference in your perception? So trying to make it friendly and easy and accessible is a big part of what we try to do at Lowelli. So what I explain is that, you know, about 40 years ago, scientists discovered a system within the human body called the endocannabinoid system. Think of it the same way you would think of like your cardiovascular system or your lymphatic system. So this has been in the human body since we've been around. It was only recently discovered. And the endocannabinoid system consists of a series of receptors all through your body. Some of them relate to the more like neurological functions, like releasing dopamine, your mood, that kind of thing. Others relate to more physical sensations, like your pain response, inflammation, etc. Which is why taking CBD, it basically activates these receptors. And that's why people experience like all these different effects, from, you know, relaxation to, you know, resolving muscle pain, let's say. And I think that can be really confusing too. Like, how is something that helps with pain also helping with my mood, right? Mm-hmm. So anyway, endocannabinoids exist in our own body. Think of it the same way that like we have calcium in our own body, in our bones, and then we replenish it externally through calcium sources. Similarly, endocannabinoids are in our body and phytocannabinoids are in plants. And the cannabis plant is the plant that has the highest natural source of phytocannabinoids. And there are other plants like cocoa, like turmeric, that have cannabinoids as well. So it's not just a cannabis thing, but it's in the highest sort of levels within the cannabis plant. Now, if you think about the cannabis plant, there's 130 cannabinoids. One is THC and one is CBD. Over the next 50 years, you know, scientists are going to be identifying more and more of these cannabinoids and identifying what the therapeutic uses are for them. So I think this is an incredibly exciting area for research. And the best known are THC and CBD. And THC is, you know, exists in marijuana typically at about a 20% rate. Mm-hmm. In federally legal CBD, it must be at 0.3% or lower. So 0.3%. So it's in very trace levels. And a lot of CBD, like Lowelli, has non-detectable THC, meaning zero effectively. Mm-hmm. Or did I say THC? Yeah, non-detectable THC. Yeah. Okay.
That's interesting. I'm wondering if you would be like open to sharing the types of feedback that you've gotten from people. Like, has there been a large range of feedback in terms of like the effects that it's had on people?
Absolutely. So, you know, some of our users are really reporting that they kind of felt CBD for the first time using Lowelli, or just that they enjoy the experience, right? Like, we have these stress melts that are cherry flavored and sort of really convenient. You pop them in your bag. People report like, oh, they're so tasty. And like, I really feel CBD for the first time, et cetera, et cetera. And then other people are reporting, you know, that they've had an autoimmune disease or psoriatic arthritis, and that Lowelli is the first product that's given them relief from some of those symptoms that they've been suffering from for years. You know, so we just had a review come in from a customer who said, like, I haven't seen my hand this size because it was so inflamed from her arthritis in 3 years. So that's really powerful to kind of see, you know, how different people are incorporating it into their life and routine. And I will say, I think CBD is best enjoyed, or not even enjoyed. Like, I think it's at its best when you're taking it consistently and daily. It is like a dietary supplement, you know? So some people do take it sort of in a more acute scenario, like I'm feeling stressed and I want to take it right now. But if you want sort of those full body inflammation benefits, you're really meant to take it every day. So having a form factor that people want to take every day is really important to it being effective.
So what are the range of products that you have? Like, I know that there's the one that you put in the drink, mm-hmm. but
and candy. And, yeah. And then as a follow-up to that, you know, when can you take each? Can you take each anytime? Do you recommend different products for different times? I would love to know like mm-hmm. what they are and when you recommend people use them.
Great question. So, yeah, you guys hit it. We have two like groups of products right now. We launched with our drink mixes. They have a proprietary water soluble CBD in them. And what's really cool about water soluble CBD is that your body is, you know, primarily composed of water. So water-soluble CBD absorbs into your bloodstream faster. It's more bioavailable. You really feel it. And I like to say it's the CBD you don't pee because you're actually, you know, absorbing more of it. And then we also have our melts products. We have a cherry melt and we have mints. And the amount of CBD in all those products vary slightly. So our drink mixes have 25 milligrams. Our melts have between 10 to 20, depending on the product. And in terms of when people use it, I honestly think that it is very unique to how people are what they're using the product for, if that makes sense. So for example, a lot of people I know use it during the day. That's not my personal experience. I'm more of like a end of the day when I'm like kind of easing into the back half of my day and like my evening routine. A lot of folks I know take Lowelli and CBD early in the day because it takes that like stress an edge off, and they're actually able to function and focus more easily. And then I think there's like layering that you can use in like specific situations. So for example, if you're going into like a flight or something like that, where you want to, you know, provide yourself just a little extra relaxation, you can kind of layer in an additional amount. I think for most people, you need to kind of trial and error into the level that's right for you. And so what I always suggest is take one, see how that's working for you. And if you want, layer one in at another point in the day until you kind of hit your right point. So it does take a little trial and error.
That's interesting. Do they make you tired at all? I don't know if that's a dumb question.
No, it's a really good question. And I've tried a lot of CBD prior to using Loelle. And I have had the experience previously of it kind of like bringing down my energy level. I don't know if it's the water soluble CBD or if it's the fact that it's zero THC. I find our product to be like uplifting. Mm-hmm. So I have taken it, like I often take it before a yoga class. You know, I have kind of achy joints, and I find if I take a Loelle like a half an hour before doing a workout, I can do it in a more pain-free way. And I just feel, you know, it's just a more enjoyable experience for me. So I don't feel tired with Loelle, but I am familiar with that experience with other, mm-hmm. with other CBD.
In my experience, I've taken the water-soluble ones twice, and I felt a little bit differently each time. I didn't feel tired either time, but I felt the first time like pretty calm, but I didn't know that I felt so much differently than what I'd experienced before with CBD. And then the second time, it was really interesting. And the metaphor you used for the like a gravity blanket was exactly how I would describe it. Like, it didn't make me tired, but the usual like shoulder hunch that I do, and like that you always say, because Sarah's a yoga instructor, so mm-hmm. the tongue and roof of the mouth thing is like a classic sign of stress. And I found that the second time I took it, my body felt a lot more relaxed, but it didn't necessarily make me overly tired. But for me, like my experience was wanting to take it before bed because I need that relaxation before bed. Whereas I totally understand some people like waking up feeling really buzzed and anxious and wanting it at that time mm-hmm. of day.
I'll honestly, when I will take it during the day is like a Saturday morning in the winter when I have like 10 hours indoors with my two kids and I'm like, okay. I need all the help I can get.
Is it something that you would introduce your children, or like, is there an age?
I had the same question.
You know, I think that the research on like CBD and its application, even just to adults, is like in early stages, right. But I'm like hopeful and excited that there's going to be a lot of clinical research in this space, you know, in the next several years. I feel like with kids, you sort of read anecdotally about sort of people using it to great effect. But I think given the lack of clinical research, I personally wouldn't. But I think it's really an individual choice for every parent, you know?
Totally. I'm really interested to start using it more because I think that people have always just been looking for something that helps them relax. You know, like everyone is kind of high stress, especially over this last year. And I feel like, as you mentioned earlier, like a lot of people have been resorting to alcohol. I know we have been resorting to alcohol.
Definitely.
And I think that there are many like Sunday nights when I have the Sunday scaries and I don't really know like what to do. And I think a lot of people are looking for something just like this. And I think that the way you've explained it, I mean, you've even sold me in the last like 25 minutes.
Totally.
Like I really start using CBD more. And I just, it's really not a question. It's more just a comment on how, you know, our whole podcast is about mental health, and we're always looking for tools and ways that we can manage anxiety, manage stress, manage even depression. And as a yoga instructor myself, like a lot of the things that I talk about in my class is little movements that will help your whole body relax, like mm-hmm. releasing the roof of from the tongue, releasing
right.
your tongue from the roof of your mouth and your jaw. Like that's a huge issue I have. So it's really just a comment about like how amazing this really is.
Well, and you know, to that point, like there's this just interplay between like when your body is having these stress responses, like you're holding your breath mm-hmm. or you know, you're kind of like clenching up, you sort of reinforce to your mind that you're stressed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like they're so interwoven, but it takes a lot of like discipline and focus to actually relax your body, right? It's not something you can just do on command. So this is just like a really helpful enabler for all of that.
Definitely. One of the questions I started with, or one of the leading topics I said, is that we usually ask founders like how they're able to kind of like, you talk the talk, but like how are you able to, or how do you struggle, or how are you challenged to take care of yourself when you manage a company, when you're a mom, when you're dealing with the pandemic? Like, I'm curious about how you are sort of able to practice self-care, if at all, or how you feel challenged in that arena.
Gosh, I mean, it's hard, right? I think a lot of it comes down to like what you set aside time for. The sort of struggle to put like time for yourself towards the top of that list when there's like so many other things also like, you know, pulling on your time. And sort of, I think being a mother adds another level, because there's like a guilt factor when you're trading off like time for yourself versus time, you know, doing something for your kids or with your kids. I feel like for myself, like what I've tried to do, gosh, this is like,
it's a really hard question. And I mean, the answer could literally just be like,
I'm working on
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish I had great insights. I think that, you know, just some simple things that I try to do, this is corny, but like, just go back to a place of gratitude when I find myself getting frustrated, you know, and just like sort of make that the place I always like pull myself back to. That's one. I think like trying to get a good night's sleep whenever possible is like something that I've really tried to claim over the last year, especially given the link between like sleep and strong immunity. So like, for example, my husband and I will trade off days for being responsible for our kids in the morning. We used to like kind of both get up every day with them. And then we were like, okay, that makes no sense. So now on the days that are like my sleep days, like I will sleep, or if I wake up, I will do a meditation. I won't just like go down, you know? And like, you know, little rituals, I find like upgrading small rituals, has made like a difference. So for example, this year we, especially when you're home, you know, and you're kind of like, you're going through your monotony, I think like upgrading something small can feel really special. Like we've always been big on like making coffee at home in the morning, but we got a coffee grinder. So now we buy whole roasted every week and grind it ourselves, and, you know, just took the ritual like up a notch. So yeah, sorry that those aren't, I wish I had like some big reveal.
No, I think those are amazing little, we always say like, it's the smallest rituals that can make such a big difference. And right. Also like our whole podcast is literally about how we're not experts in mental health, and we're just like talking about how we are trying to figure it out. And so that's our whole angle. So we are not even expecting anyone to really have it all figured out. We're kind of just like
wanting to know like where you are. And I think it's really inspiring and relatable at the same time, which I think is difficult for people to listeners, because you hear from founders all the time and they have this like whole robust system that they do. Like, I've heard about people waking up at 4 a.m. and like doing ice baths, and that's just like not possible for so many
and
people.
Not relatable.
And not relatable. And I think it's great for people to hear about like how you created this amazing company that's helping so many people, how you're able to juggle all of these things. But that, you know, self-care, as you said in the beginning, like you want to put it first, but sometimes it's not realistic to do, especially when, you know, you're taking care of so many things at once. So I think that your answer made complete sense, and that mm-hmm. a lot of people are going to be able to relate to it.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Ladies, you guys are doing great things. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Absolutely. I can't wait to hear it when it's all done, and stay in touch. Let me know if I can help with anything.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye. Take care.
So that was our episode with Chandita.
We hope you enjoyed. We hope you learned quite a bit. We actually do have a promo code we want to share with you. Mm-hmm. So if you go to Lueli.com, that's Lueli.com, you get 20% off your at checkout when you use code It's Fine, ITSFINE. So we hope you check out their website. I think it's just super exciting for everyone who listens, because I don't know about everyone who listens, but I am sometimes intimidated by the world of CBD. And I think that Lueli makes it so much easier for people who want to try it. Per usual, you can follow us on Instagram at It's Fine I'm Fine Pod. You can follow us on TikTok, It's Fine I'm Fine Pod. Twitter, It's Fine I'm Fine PD. You can follow me on Instagram at Liz Height, on Clubhouse at Liz Height. We do weekly Clubhouses where we have mental health check-ins, where we will update you on our Instagram about when those take place. We try to do them at different times every week. Also, if you follow me on Clubhouse, and if you follow Sarah Sassone, Noel, you will find our weekly Clubhouses because we host them. So with that, Sarah, where else can people find you?
In addition to those, you can find me at Sarah L. Sassone on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
You can also follow Lueli on Instagram at Lueli_wellness. It's Lueli_wellness to learn more about them. And we gave you the website with our promo code, so we hope you check it out and enjoy.
Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for listening.
And be sure to give her a follow. And with that, it's fine. I'm fine.
It's fine. I'm fine.
Bye.